Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Henrich. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Selkirk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wes Farrell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crosetti hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Henrich hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Rolfe moves to second. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Keller hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Radcliffe steals second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Henrich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Radcliffe tags and scores. 1 out. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Henrich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal bunts towards short. Crosetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Rosenthal moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. Krivic moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to second for the out. Krivic scores. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Crosetti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Crosetti reaches second base with a double. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crosetti. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Owen applying the tag. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rolf takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Henrich hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rolf moves to third. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-1 in the game. Keller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Henrich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Selkirk takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal strikes out. There goes McNair. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rolf hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0 for 2 in the game. Henrich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 2 in the game. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Selkirk moves to third. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-2 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to third for the out. Selkirk scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair bunts in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Crosetti moves to third. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henrik hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Crosetti tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Yankees, 3, White Sox, 3. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Radcliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-3 in the game. Keller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Keller reaches second base with a double. Rolfe moves to third. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Selkirk hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. he's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Owen takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Owen. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Owen steals second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNair bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. Rosenthal moves to second. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Rosenthal scores. There goes Tresh trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 5-3, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rolfe hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Henrik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.